The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Breaking news in the Eagles camp this morning with revelations star player Willie Rioli is set to appear in court on drug charges. Joining me now is sports editor for the Sunday Times, Glenn Quartermain. G'day, Quarters.
Hey, Ben. How are you, mate? Good morning.
Good. Now, what can you tell us about these charges?
Well, what we know is that he was found by a sniffer dog at Darwin Airport on April 23 of this year, heading to the Tiwi Islands. He had 25 grams, allegedly, of cannabis in his pocket. The charge is possessing a Schedule II dangerous drug in a quantity less than trafficable in a public place. So, allegedly found with 25 grams. So, under normal circumstances, that's a fine. But, of course, these are exceptional circumstances. Willie Rioli is coming off a two-year ban for urine substitution. There was a lesser ban of positive to cannabis as well. So he's coming off that 2 years, due back to train with the Eagles on June 20, and will be available to play on August 20. Now, I guess we've got to assume innocence till he faces his day in court tomorrow. But if he is found guilty of that, I think we need to ask three questions. And given the Eagles are scrambling this morning, there's a 10 a.m. press conference. They've been having an emergency meeting this morning. The first question I would ask is, did the Eagles know? Now, if they didn't know, if they weren't informed of this charge, then he has got some answering to do. The second question I would ask is, does he really want to play footy? Now, I think most people were frustrated by the process of Sports Integrity Australia and WADA. It took a long time for Willie to find out his fate. But ultimately, I think given the what he actually did was urine substitution, I think he was a very lucky boy to be given a two-year penalty. And now, if he's found guilty of this, I think it's sort of snubbing your nose at the whole situation, really. So you've got to ask the question, how much does he really want to play footy if he's found guilty? And the third thing I'd ask is, if he is found guilty again, should he play this year? The Eagles will be under a bit of pressure to answer that question. I guess there should be some punishment meted out to him. He is due to resume playing on August 20, training on June 20. All these questions, I guess, will be answered after his day in court tomorrow in Darwin Court.
And supposing that he is found guilty, what sort of a view on this would the club and the AFL take, given the fact that he's just come off this two-year ban?
They'd be very angry. I'd say they'd be very angry right now. And I think there would have to be a further punishment given what he's just... And also given the efforts of people to get him... get that penalty down to 2 years. I mean, there's been a lot of work. We all know how gifted Willie is. We all want to see him out on that footy oval because he is brilliant to watch. But, you know, all the efforts put in by these people, and he's basically, if he's found guilty of this charge, it's really unprofessional. And I would be stunned if there wasn't a further punishment handed to him if he's found guilty.
Do you know what, can you give us a rough idea of what the precedent might be when it comes to this type of infringement?
Oh, look, it's only a week or two given, and often it's just a fine. And look, with players in the limelight, the punishment is often more the spotlight itself than the actual punishment. So it's not something that you would miss any length of time for doing. But this is extenuating circumstances, so it's really difficult to sort of get a handle on what the AFL or what the Eagles might do. I think it'll definitely be left in the hands of the Eagles, and I guess that's what they'll be meeting this morning to decide. I would expect them to come out and say, look, he's got to face his day in court tomorrow. But as again, I'll repeat, I would just be stunned if there was no further punishment if he's found guilty.
We'll have to wait and see what the Eagles say today and then what happens tomorrow when he faces his day in court. Sports editor for the Sunday Times, Glenn Quartermain, thanks for your time this morning.
Pleasure, Ben.